Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, July 26, 2013, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals. We understand the problem, and we have the answer: gold and silver-related investment. We're located here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our phone number is 800-649-6722. Our email address is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. If you have any questions, please send us an email, and we can address that online here. Just to give our listeners a quick quote here. It's been quite a strange week in gold. Bear with me, folks. My computer gets up and running here. We have gold is down $18.58 at $13.20. Silver is at $19.69. It's down 46 cents. The S&P 500 is down 10.31 at 1679.94. The Dow is down 118 at 15,437. Crude oil is down about 81 cents, but it's still over that $100 mark. It's at 104.68. So, looks like crude oil remains a strong market. We had some interesting things happen in gold this week. We've seen some significant action on Monday in Asian trading. Actually, Sunday night, gold gapped up from 1295 area. And it just gapped up overnight to, it broke through that 1300 barrier. And it's been trading between 1313 and 1340. It seems that the high 1340s looks like a resistance level that, it could maintain in this range for a little while longer. Before it decides where to go. We did have options expiration this week on Thursday, so the futures traders are either taking delivery or converting their options into futures, and they have, I guess, until Monday to settle those contracts. So we have some significant movements in gold. It looks like that... I don't know. My gut feeling is that the bottom is in. You never know these gaps in the charts. I didn't hear too many people talking about the gap, but these gaps tend to get filled. When, I don't know, but usually they get filled shortly after they're created. So we may come down and fill that gap at 1300, and then it could be off to the races. You never know. By the way, folks, Jeff Dunphy will not be joining us today. He hasn't signed on yet. So, wait a second. I think he is here. Jeff?
Yeah, there? I was having the same computer problems you were, Bosco. My computer was just unusually slow today.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have Jeff Dunphy joining us today, folks. I was just giving our listeners some quotes and what's happening in the gold market this week. It was options expiration, so I was just explaining that. And, we've obviously seen a little gap here over the 1300 area. And I just wanted to, we had a question one of my clients called in and wanted me to explain backwardation in the market. There seems to be some websites or gold in the gold community that are saying that the market is in backwardation, And I don't see it. I don't know what numbers they're looking at. But backwardation, folks, is in the futures market when, just to explain how futures work, you have the spot gold market, for example, right now is at 1317.64. Okay, and I'm just going to pull up the quote here for now. The future, the gold futures contract, the December futures contract is at 1317.85 right now. Okay, so it's about 5 cents more than the spot market. So there, that's called contango. Okay, backwardation, if the December contract in gold was trading below the spot price, that would be backwardation. Okay, so we have a futures price that's cheaper than the spot price. Commodity markets typically are in contango. Occasionally they go into backwardation depending on supply and demand fundamentals. But there's some, I guess, there's some in the gold community that are talking about backwardation. They're stating that the gold is in backwardation. That's why prices are going to go higher. I don't see that. I think those are just misinformation. In the futures market, it's not happening. So we can dispel that myth. Again, the warehouse stock too. Folks, you know, you have to be careful with the commodities market as well. Gold is unique when it comes to trading in the commodities. You have commodities, you have corn and crude oil and coffee and sugar and so on. You have to remember, folks, that the fundamentals of those commodities, you know, depend on supply and demand because those commodities get consumed. Okay, so if the consumption of those commodities is higher than the supply, okay, you're going to have higher prices. But gold is unique, and this is one of the reasons why I believe that lends itself to money, is because gold doesn't really get consumed. So, you know, when people are talking about these warehouses that don't have gold or whatever, somebody has the gold. It might not be in the COMEX warehouse. It might not be in a registered warehouse. It might be in a private individual's garage. Maybe a billionaire is stashing gold somewhere. But gold doesn't get consumed, folks. All the gold that was ever mined in the world still exists today in some form or another, whether it's at the central bank vaults or at a jewelry store or whatever the case may be. So, and I think this is where we get a lot of the volatility in gold, because some central bank or hedge fund or whoever might liquidate their gold position that they're holding physical gold and put it into the market, which will drive prices down. It will tend to see that there's a, you know, supply coming in. Again, the supply can come in from the miners as well, but, you know, this is the one of the reasons why gold separates itself from the commodities market, because it doesn't really get consumed. It just moves around. Okay, so you have to be careful when you're reading some of these articles about warehouses and backwardation and so on. You know, make sure they're coming from credible sources and people that have experience in the industry and so on. So I just wanted to address that, Jeff, before we get into the news. Any comments, Jeff? No. Is Jeff there? Oh, Jeff must be having computer problems. Okay, folks, so that's the backwardation and the warehouse story. If you just want to hold on for one sec, just bear with me. I have to check my connection. Sorry, folks, we're back. Okay, so we have other news that's making headlines is what's happening in Detroit. The bankruptcy, I guess, is obviously a major topic over there. The city council is meeting, and you know, they're having some serious problems. I find it surprising, apparently, that the governor of Michigan doesn't seem to be putting up any resistance. It seems like that. He's okay with letting Detroit go bankrupt, and I find that rather strange. You know, to let one of the cities in your state go bankrupt without putting up a fight doesn't sound right. I mean, the financial industry and the automakers in Detroit were bailed out back in 2008, 2009, you know, and which I don't really agree with. If it's a capitalist system, when you go into business, private businesses, if you fail, you fail. You're out of luck. Obviously, you weren't running your business properly, and you're going to have to go down. When it comes to a city and their pensions, that's a different story. Apparently, the Michigan state constitution states that they're not allowed to allow a city to go bankrupt, that pensions have to be honored, and it has to be considered an obligation. So if the federal government doesn't if the federal government lets Detroit go bankrupt without bailing them out, I think that could present serious issues if it sets a precedent, because there's a number of other cities that are having serious debt problems as well, and you know, this could be a major problem in the United States. You know, I imagine the people that are the city workers, the police department, the fire department, the teachers, you know, are all concerned right now what's going to happen to their pensions. Apparently, they're saying that the people with their pensions, their debtors are going to get 10 cents on the dollar, but the creditors that are backing the debt, the financial institutions, are going to get 70-80% on the dollar, you know. So I don't think that that's really fair. You know, whether or not we live in a fair economy, I don't know. But, you know, I think this is going to present some serious problems for the future of, you know, city workers and their pensions. It looks to me, folks, that the pensions, retirement funds, and that of all city employees across the country could be at risk. Basically, if this Detroit bankruptcy sets a precedent, we could have some serious problems in the future. So that's one of the big issues that's going on right now. And let's see what else we have going on in the market. We're just going to pull up some headlines here for you. Let's see. Bear with me, folks. Yes, there was an article on Zero Hedge regarding Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are probed for their metals warehouse manipulation. And apparently there was a video on YouTube that I saw that somebody was filming, that there was apparently there was a fire in the J.P. Morgan building downtown New York in Manhattan, and whether or not that was a fire that was affected their vault storage or what it was, but we don't hear too much about it in the mainstream news. At least I didn't. I found a link on one of the sites that I follow. I forget which one, but apparently there was a big fire at the J.P. Morgan building in New York. So, folks, we don't have really any other questions right now. the only thing I can suggest is that you stay the course. You know, manage your assets conservatively. Pick up some gold and silver. We do have vault storage services available, and you can have those services in many different vaults around the world. We have, you know, clients that are storing in different vaults in different countries and so on. So, you know, if you're interested in that, just give us a call at 800-649-6722, and we can help you through that. Gold right now is at 1318.64. I think this is a for those of you that it's suitable for. This is presenting a good buying opportunity. I think that you know, if we do see lower prices, I think they're going to be short lived. As I discussed at the beginning of the program, we do have a small gap at around the 1300 area. And typically those gaps tend to get filled shortly after they're created. You know, this one, it might not get filled for 6 months. You never know. But I suspect it'll get filled quicker than that. You know, gold is showing quite a bit of strength. And let me just give you a quote on the U.S.-Canadian dollar. The U.S. dollar is down versus the Canadian. It's the spot price right now is 1.0285. So this is also showing strength in the Canadian dollar, which relates to gold as well. So let's check here if no, Jeff still is unable to get in. So he must be having internet problems wherever he is. Okay, so folks, we don't have any questions right now. And, you know, it looks like we're going to have to cut this this week's broadcast short. For any of you that are interested, we do have gold and silver maples available. I did hear some news that there's some kind of a supply hiccup or shortage. We're not experiencing that. We have plenty of gold and silver maples. For anyone that's interested, just give us a call or send us an email at mail@centralmetalscorp.com. This is a interesting market, of course, and you know, volatility is always going to be there. Gold is for savings and protection, so you want to make sure that you have it in a safe place. Sometimes we get questions about where you're going to store your gold. Typically, the best place, I think, is at home or in a private safe somewhere. We've had a lot of people come in with creative ideas, you know, building different walls in your house or secret doors and so on. You know, I even have clients that that bury their gold in their backyard. So be careful what you do when you're stored. The next line of defense, of course, is a private vault, which we offer through a professional security company. Then you can have your gold stored there over the long term, and it can be liquidated very easily. This is one of the advantages of having a private vault is when it comes liquidation time, all you have to do is pick up the phone, give me a call, and I can have your gold liquidated within a couple of days. If you have it buried in your backyard, you're going to have to dig it up, get it out of the ground, you know, come into the office or mail it over, and then there's insurance and security issues. So it might take a little bit longer to liquidate, but needless to say, you still have your gold and it's safe and secure, and you know, you'll get the best price that we can offer for it. So for those of you that are, you know, that it's suitable for you to have your gold stored in a private vault if you don't want to store it at home, we have many clients that are, you know, live in condos and so on, and you know, it's not doesn't suit their interest to have gold stored in a safe. You know, this is what the private vault services are for. So if you're interested, please give us a call at 800-649-6722, and we can help you with that. Again, this is Bosco Kacharvich from Central Metals Corp. We are your gold and silver bullion dealer. We have many different products. We also have platinum and palladium for those interested. We don't really do much in that area. Gold and silver, to me, it's the best place to be. It's the most liquid asset, and that's where you want to be. We focus on bullion coins. We don't deal in any collector coins or numismatic coins. We focus on the pure bullion play. There's no taxes on gold and silver in Canada, no sales taxes, so your investment is going to be tax-free. And when it's stored, there's a small fee for the storage, depending on how much you store. And if you want details on that, just send us an email or give us a call. Again, our mail is mail@centralmetalscorp.com, and our phone number is 800-649-6722. That's all we have time for today, folks. I'm sorry we have to cut the program short. We're having some technical difficulties, on Jeff's end. But we look forward to being with you again next week, and hope you all have a great weekend. This is Bosco Kacharvich from Central Metals Corp. signing off. Thank you, folks. Goodbye.